living. And tonight, no exception to that, here in chapter 3. And this phrase that we get from 1 Corinthians 10:31 as well only shows up three times in the New Testament. Two of them are in this passage, whatsoever you do. So the other one, 1 Corinthians 10:31, we've been singing that for ages. So let's sing that together. You ready? Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Do all to the glory of God. So whether therefore ye eat or drink, do all to the glory of God. It's one of those songs that's hard to pick the right key because it goes way down and way up. Anyway, and tonight, verse 17, whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Now for tonight, we're going to skip 18 through 22 because that's a whole separate thing, talking about the family, which we'll talk about next week. But then we'll jump down to verse 22 and what's or 23, sorry. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. So the obvious title is whatsoever you do, which shows up twice in this passage. Let's pray. Lord, give us wisdom, open our hearts to your precious word, and guide us in your truth and teach us things tonight that we want to walk as Christ walked. We want to glorify you. Help us to do that and help us to learn even more tonight how to do that. Thank you for your word. We love you in Christ's name. Amen. So as I mentioned, it only shows up three times in the New Testament in this context. Whatsoever you do, two of them are here, verse 17 and verse 23. One of them is 1 Corinthians 10:31, which we just sang. So whatsoever you do, that sounds pretty practical, doesn't it? We're talking about practical Christian living. Whatsoever you do, firstly, verse 17, in word or deed, well, that's pretty much covers it, doesn't it? Do what? In the name of the Lord Jesus. So oftentimes people get confused about what that phrase means, doing things in the name of Jesus. We tack it onto the end of our prayers, but what does it really mean? It means doing things through Christ, doing things through the merits of who Christ is and what he did. It isn't just talking about the name itself, which is extremely powerful, of course. But when we, even when we pray, if you look at John 14, Jesus says that when you pray, to pray in his name. What does he mean by it? Well, we're praying through the merits of him as a person, as God in the flesh, as what he did at Calvary when he died and rose again, and now we're part of him. So when we are praying through him, the one mediator, right? There's one mediator when we've got him in, the man Christ Jesus. So here in John 14:14, what does he say? If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. This verse doesn't just mean if we tack on in Jesus' name to the end of our prayer that he's going to answer every prayer that we do that to. That's not what it's talking about. It means that whatsoever we do in word or deed, including our prayers, it needs to be done through Christ. Amen? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. It means through who he is and what he did, word or deed. Of course, we're told in 1 John 3:18, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So what we do, whatsoever we do, we need to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen? In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you look at Ephesians 5:20, which he also says giving thanks, that's also part of doing things in the name of Jesus, is being grateful for Jesus, who he is, what he's done for us, what he continues to do for us, that he will never leave us nor forsake us and indwells us and so forth. But here in Ephesians 5:20, it makes that same statement, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father. Look at this next phrase, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the gratitude is part of doing things in his name. We need to do it always with thanksgiving, which is what it says here, right? In the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. And we're told here in Ephesians 5 what we're to give thanks for, right? All things. Amen? Even trials, all things. And everything give thanks, we're told in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Everything. So whatsoever you do, in word or deed, number one, we're to do it in the name, through the merits, through the power of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatsoever you do, whatsoever we say, whatsoever we do in deed, we're to do it through Jesus, in his name, giving thanks. Now we're also to do it to the glory of God, which I'll pull in our song, 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whatsoever you do to all, to the glory of God. That's a good litmus test, by the way, for when we have a decision to make. Should I go to this place? Should I do this thing? Should I say these words? Just give it that one test. Does it bring glory to God? That's pretty easy, isn't it? If it doesn't bring glory to God, then obviously we shouldn't do it or shouldn't say it. Because God is worthy of all glory. Man is worthy of no glory. And God told us he would never share his glory in Isaiah chapter 42. So whatsoever we do, we're to do it in the name of Jesus with gratitude. Whatsoever you do, we're to do it to the glory of God. But also verse 23, we're to do it heartily. Now what does that mean? It means doing our best, doing it with all our might. Amen? This isn't just talking about going to church or serving Jesus by witness. This is talking about everything. That's what this whole message is about. Whatsoever. When you go to work, when you go to town, whatsoever you do, anything, do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Do it to only bring glory to God, and do it what? Heartily. Employers will tell you today this is a big problem with this generation, isn't it? They don't work heartily. They work as if they're entitled and trying to get them to work and do their best and work hard for 8 hours a day is a struggle. But for Christians, it shouldn't be. We're to do everything heartily. Notice it says, as to the Lord. Now, Solomon wrote about this. If you look at Ecclesiastes 9:10, he said the same thing, that whatever we do it with all of our might. And we should, as Christians, this is what God wants from us, that we do everything wholeheartedly. Look at Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Amen? Do it with all your might. Don't do things half-heartedly. Anything. He's not just talking again about serving God. He's talking about everything. Our whole life, we should do everything heartily. He says there's no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. In other words, there's going to come a time when you can't work for God anymore because you're going to be in heaven. But while we're here on earth, we're to work for God. We're to do everything heartily. We're to do everything to the glory of God. And we're to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a lesson. Just those three things. Just think what it would do if every Christian did that check. If I'm going to do this particular thing, I need to do it heartily. I need to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. And I need to do it to bring glory to God. Otherwise, I shouldn't do it. Heartily. Look at Romans 12:11 and we'll see it again. Heartily, it means with, as Solomon said, with your might, with everything that you are. Romans chapter 12, look at verse 11 if you would. Not slothful in business. That's not just talking about spiritual business, is it? That means all of our business. He says, not slothful in business, what? Fervent in spirit. Fervent. That's heartily. Whatever business we do, do it heartily. And then Ephesians 6:6, turn there if you would. We'll see it again. Ephesians 6:6. Where he tells us, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. So these are God's whatsoever you do's. Do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Do it to the glory of God. And do it heartily. Now that's practical, isn't it? That's as practical as it gets. Let's go back to our passage, verse 24. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. So God says, if we will set out to live our lives this way, that whatsoever we do it heartily. Whatsoever we do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever we do it to the glory of God. If we will do that, God promises that we will receive a reward. Amen. We read a lot about rewards in 1 Corinthians 3, where it talks about gold, silver, precious stones, and wood, hay, stubble. So I think we've just got a clue that if it's not done heartily, it's probably wood, hay, stubble. If it's not done to the glory of God, it's probably wood, hay, stubble. If it's not done in the name of Jesus Christ, it's probably wood, hay, stubble. But if it is done as God commands it, that's your gold, silver, precious stones. Amen. The reward, we're told in 1 Peter 1, an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. 1 Peter 1:4. That's our reward, our inheritance. And then Hebrews 11:6 is another great verse on that. Turn there if you would. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe, number one, that he is. Look at number two, that he is a rewarder. There's that word reward again, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If we believe he's a rewarder, then we're going to do what we can do to get the reward, which is do it heartily, do it in the name of Jesus Christ, and do it all to the glory of God. Amen. And look how he finishes here in verse, the end of verse 24. For ye serve the Lord Christ. Amen. Colossians 3:24. We are here to serve Jesus. If you're a born again Christian, you serve the Lord Christ. And he says, I want you to serve me, but here's how I want you to serve me. I want you to serve me heartily. I want you to serve me bringing all to the glory of God. And I want you to serve me in the name of Jesus Christ, or through the merits and the power of Jesus Christ. You serve the Lord Christ. We are servants. We are here to serve. Matthew 25:21. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. We looked at Romans 12:11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit. The next phrase, serving the Lord. We're here to serve the Lord. We serve the Lord Christ. We just looked at Ephesians 6:6. As the servants of Christ. And then if you look at John 12:26. John 12:26. Look what Jesus said. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Even before the upper room, he was telling people, if you want to be honored by the Father, you need to serve me, he said. And as we just read here in Colossians 3, you serve the Lord Christ. But he's now given us some parameters. I want you to serve me, but I want you to do it in my name. I want you to do it to bring glory to God. And I want you to do it heartily. That doesn't mean half-heartedly, does it? Look how he finishes verse 25. But he that doeth wrong, he who chooses not to serve me this way, he who chooses not to serve me with all of his might, he who chooses not to serve me to bring glory to God, he who chooses not to serve me in the name of Jesus Christ, what? He will receive for the wrong which he hath done. In other words, God is a good father, And he always is willing to correct his children when they need it. And that's 1 Corinthians 11, 31 to 32. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. God is a active God in our life, not a passive God. In other words, God watches us. Yes, he takes care of us and he protects us and he guides us, but he also watches us. And when we choose to not serve the Lord Christ, even though he's imparted to us his power and his gifts to do so, he says he'll deal with that too, however he sees fit. Amen. So whatsoever we do, we are serving the Lord Christ. Whatsoever we do, though, as we serve the Lord Christ, we're to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. We're to do it to bring glory to God. And we're to do it with all of our might, heartily. Amen. Whatsoever you do. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful truth, simple but profound, that, Lord, may we be reminded tonight that we are here to serve you and that you will help us, you will guide us, you've imparted to us what the tools that we need, but may we serve you with all of our might. May we serve you in a way that brings you glory, and may we serve you in the name and through the power and the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, in whose name